Big Ambitions.
Hi, I'm Michelle Crossy and welcome to Big Ambitions, the weekly update sharing the many success stories of CERC students. This week I'm at the Bangor campus, where I caught up with CERC animal management students who are set to transform a neglected woodland into an outdoor classroom as part of their coursework. Chelsea, thank you for taking the time to join me today. Can you tell me a little bit about the Grow Wild project and what you're working on here at the college?
Well, basically it started last year, with the last class last year, who laid down the foundations of opening the woodland and making it inhabitable for wildlife. And then this year we've started building the wild garden, which is called Euphloria, which is basically just another part of it. It's going to be nicer to look at, but it's going to be like better for the wildlife, like a wildlife haven. And it's involved a lot of interdepartmental work. And it's really good. We've put in paths and just made it as wildlife friendly as possible.
Brilliant. Now, where did the name come from, Euphloria?
We just decided on it as a class. Euphloria is like, it's meant to be a good feeling. So we thought we want people to be able to come down here and sit here and sort of, it's peaceful. Mm-hmm. That's sort of what Euphloria means. It's a peaceful word. So that's where we got it from.
Brilliant. Now, how do you think this outdoor classroom has benefited you with your coursework?
It's definitely better being outside than being inside all the time, because you're out here and you're doing it practically. And when you're doing it practically, you learn quite a lot more. I mean, I know a lot more about the woodland now than I would if I was sitting inside on a computer learning about it.
And how do you think it'll benefit the wildlife as well?
There's a lot of places now for the wildlife to go. There's like special, we've got insect hotels and we've got parts of the path, and we've put in a pond for aquatic wildlife, so it benefits them because now there's a safer place for them to go and inhabit, whereas before there wasn't anywhere where they could set up a home really.
So brilliant. Now, you mentioned there about the interdepartmental work that the other subject areas have taken part in. Can you tell me a bit about that?
We've had construction out here and TVS, which are the Training for Success boys. They've come out, they're the ones that done all the construction work that was all done by hand. And then we've got other departments involved, science have been out doing surveys in the woodland, so it's benefiting a lot of other classes in the college, because we have basically this place outside. We've got drama and stuff involved for the carnival, so it's just involved a lot of departments within the college. It's not just our class, even though we sort of run it. We've had a lot of other classes out here and it's benefited them quite a lot.
Brilliant. Chelsea, thank you for taking the time to talk to me.
Thanks.
I caught up with Grow Wild project manager Stephanie Bain, who's going to tell me a little bit about the project. Stephanie, thank you for taking the time out to join me this afternoon. Can you tell me a little bit about the Grow Wild project?
Well, Grow Wild is a big lottery funded project run by Kew Gardens in London. And we are trying to help people transform areas in their community by sowing and growing wildflowers.
Brilliant. And what are the aims of the project or the campaign, Stephanie?
Well, the campaign is really getting communities together to do just that, to sow wildflowers, let them understand the importance of wildflowers, and through that understand why wildflowers are important to us as people. Wildflowers in the whole of the UK have been lost by about 97% in wildflower meadows, along road verges, and really our invertebrates and our wildlife are suffering because of it.
Brilliant. Now, we have an event today just to launch the project and promote the great work that the students are working on. Tell me what we'll be planting today.
Well, here in the Euphloria project, because it's a sort of treed area, we're looking at woodland plants. We're looking at bluebells, we're doing some primroses, we've got ragged robin, all sorts of things that we'll manage quite well in the shady areas around us.
Brilliant. So are they all native wildflowers from the UK or Ireland?
Well, they're actually all native and local to Northern Ireland. The seed was collected here, the provenance was checked, then they were grown up here, and they are now sold commercially from one source in Northern Ireland only. So we were lucky enough to get some today.
Brilliant. So tell me what you think of the work that the students are doing here at the college.
It's amazing. I mean, it shows what a small award can help with and can contribute towards. With a small award of about 2,500 and a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of hard work by these guys, they've transformed what was a derelict, unused space into a really beautiful wildflower and wildlife garden.
Brilliant. Now, you said they got £2,500. How have they transformed this area from what it was?
Well, this area was going to be made into a car park not so long ago, and the original lecturer at the college here who stopped it. So they were going to raise it completely to the ground and make it into a continuation of the car park. And for such a site and for so many students to lose such a resource as this, which it has now become with a small amount of money and a lot of hard work, they can use it for experiments. They do horticulture here, they do building here, they've built these paths, they've built a pond, they do wildlife experiments, and they're monitoring the badgers and the foxes that come through the area. They're hoping to look at the bird species that use the area. There's a huge amount of work to be done, and the one thing that the wildlife garden and the wildflowers in particular will be to increase the amount of invertebrates available to the surrounding area, and that will increase the wildlife. And they're hoping to show that, and show that their work here has increased the wildlife of, let's face it, inner city Bangor.
Yeah. Brilliant, Stephanie. Well, hopefully this time next year we'll be in full bloom.
Oh yes. I mean, we've got some flowers blooming now as we plant them, but really next year is going to be absolutely stunning. By early spring, April, May, the bluebells will be up again, wild garlic will be in, and then a bit later on the ragged robin and the primroses. Oh, it'll be lovely.
Brilliant. Can't wait to see it, Stephanie.
No, neither can I.
Let's go back to the studio.
Big ambitions.